Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your host, your brother, David. How are you guys? Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Today's Monday, September 29th. Monday. Hallelujah. I'm honored that you guys are joining me today. And here on this podcast, for the new listeners, this is a space where we open the Word of God, where we strip away the layers of confusion, distraction, and noise of the world. And we uncover the truth of God's purpose for our lives. So today, I want to speak on the dangers of distractions and lack of focus in fulfilling God's will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let's be clear. It doesn't matter how gifted you are. It doesn't matter how much grace you walk in. If you allow distractions to consume your attention, you can miss the very purpose God created for you. You could miss the encounter. You could miss, the open doors that He's opened for you. And see, the sobering truth is, gifts and grace will not save you if your heart is not anchored in obedience and focus on Jesus Christ. Yeah, this one's going to be good. This Monday. So we got to start our week. Well, some of us started it yesterday, but we have to start our week the right way. Because there's assignments, there's purpose. See, God has given you an assignment, just like the parable of the gifts. He's given you things to do that's not for you, it's for others. So today, we're going deep. Grab your Bible if you can. But even if you're listening, because I know a lot of you are listening on your way to work, right? So dropping the kids off at school. So just if you would lend me your ear for a moment, I won't take too much of your time, because this word is going to challenge each and every one of us. It's going to challenge us. It's going to encourage us and align us with God's heart. Hallelujah. But first, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I open our hearts. Open our hearts to receive your word today. Remove every distraction as we listen. Let your spirit convict, correct, and comfort us so that we may walk in your will and not waste the gifts you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. So, the reality of distractions. I'm going to spend a bit of time here about the reality of distractions, right? See, distractions are one of the greatest weapons the enemy uses. He doesn't always need to destroy you outright. But if he can distract you, if he can delay you, derail you, and even disqualify you. See, Jesus give us a clear picture of this in Luke 10, verses 40 to 42. See, Martha was busy serving, running around, distracted with much activity. See, a lot of us can be busy, but busy doing nothing. Hallelujah. But Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, listening to his word. And what did Jesus say? Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. See, Mary had chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Now notice this. Martha was not distracted by sin. She was distracted by service. Hallelujah. What? Thank you, Holy Spirit. What is the Lord saying here? That you can be distracted by what you deem as serving, but the Lord is telling you, hey, I need you here, listening, obeying at my feet, because I'm giving you instructions on what to do specifically. See, we do a lot of things that God did not call us to do. We just doing it. And a lot of it is self. It's about self. You doing that to be recognized by man. You're doing it to be seen as, oh, the great whoever, right? Hallelujah. But I'm a stay on track here. Hallelujah. Martha was distracted by good things, but not the God thing. Hallelujah. See, how often do we fall into this trap? See, we think we're doing God's will by being busy, by serving, by filling our schedules, but in reality, we're missing intimacy with Him. Hallelujah. Give me one moment, guys. Thank you guys for that brief intermission. But yes, so see, a lot of us, we fill our schedules, right? We're missing intimacy with Him. In Mark 4:19, Jesus warns that the word of God can be choked out by the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things. Hallelujah. Repent. Notice, He says desires for other things. That's distraction. It pulls you away from the focus God requires. And there's a cost. There's a cost of losing focus. Let's go a little deeper. See, the lack of focus isn't just an inconvenience. It has eternal consequences. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27, do you not know that those who run in a race all run? So everybody who's running a race, everybody running, right? But one receives the prize. Lord, bring understanding. The spirit of understanding. Run in such a way that you may obtain it. I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. See, here's a man, full of gifts, full of grace, full of revelation, yet he acknowledges, if I don't discipline myself, if I lose focus, I too could be disqualified. The Apostle Paul said this. So, beloved, being gifted doesn't guarantee you'll finish well. Trust me, I know. I don't know that it won't finish well because we still running. But I do know that you cannot rely on the gifts and the grace he's given you alone. Without discipline, without the lack of focus. Hallelujah. And we all have been there. But by his grace and mercies. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But so, being anointed doesn't mean you won't stumble. But it takes focus. It takes discipline. It takes saying no to distractions so you can say yes to your assignment. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. See, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 give us the formula. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Notice, weights and sins. Not everything that slows you down is sin. Some things are just weights. Habits, hobbies, relationships, time wasters. Your phone. Hallelujah. They may not be evil, but they are distracting. And if they rob you of focus, they are dangerous. It's a warning. Hallelujah. Now, understand, gifts and grace are not enough. Now, this is where it gets sobering. Too many believers think that because they are gifted, because they can sing, preach, prophesy, cast out demons, or perform miracles, that they are safe. But Jesus makes it very clear in Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. See, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Oh, Jesus, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Oh, Jesus, may you never have to say that to us. That's definitely sobering. Oh, my Lord. So think about that, right? These were people operating in the gifts. They were casting out demons. They were prophesying. They were doing miracles. Yet, Jesus says, I never knew you. Why? Because they had gifts, but they lacked relationship. Oh, my. They had activity, but no intimacy. They had power, but no obedience. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. I'm just letting that sit. Just let that sit for a minute. Because I want us to sober up. I want us to Wake up. The church right now, we need to wake up. Because all this busyness. let's move. Let's keep moving, okay? Romans 11:29 tells us the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. That means God doesn't take back his gifts, even if you're out of alignment. But just because you can still function in your gift doesn't mean you're pleasing God. Be about my Father's business. Hallelujah. Beloved, don't confuse gifting with approval. God is after obedience, not performance. Amen. Some of y'all ain't gonna like your brother after you hear this. But that's okay. That's all right. I forgive you. I love you. So, the eternal danger of distraction. See, the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, 1 through 13 shows this clearly. 10 virgins took their lamps to meet the bridegroom. 5 were wise, prepared with extra oil. 5 were foolish, distracted, careless, and unprepared. And when the bridegroom came, the foolish virgins missed it. The door was shut. They had lamps, they had grace, but they did not stay focused. They missed the timing. And when they begged to enter, it was too late. See, that is the eternal danger of distraction. You can miss your moment. You can miss your calling. You can miss eternity. Paul, on the other hand, at the end of his life in 2 Timothy 4:7-8, could boldly declare, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness." Notice again, it's not how you start, but how you finish. Hallelujah. So, how do we overcome distractions? How do we maintain focus? Let me give you some practical steps. Prioritize intimacy with God. See, like Mary, sit at his feet daily. Prayer, word, worship. That's where focus begins. And it's not about the time. A lot of people, you know, they hold themselves high because they can pray for 18 hours. No, intimacy is not about how long. Oh, Jesus. But intentional set apart time. 10 minutes a day in the morning, 10 minutes at lunch. Come on now. 2, lay aside weights. Identify what is stealing your attention. Your phone, social media, that relationship, whatever. Not just sin. Weights. Again, social media, entertainment, unhealthy relationships, busyness. Cut them off. And one of the things that I struggle with definitely was social media. Definitely. Because it is a great tool, but it can be a distraction. Well, you're supposed to be locked in and following God's instructions. If he told you to write this, if he told you to do this, if he told you to whatever he told you to do for your assignment. Mm-hmm. But you got 5 hours a day on social media. Come on. Discipline your body and mind. Like Paul, set boundaries. Fast, pray, study. Say no to your flesh so your spirit can say yes to God. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12 says, look unto him. Keep eternity in view. Every decision should be measured against his will. And finally, surround yourself with accountability. Walk with people who sharpen you, not distract you. Iron sharp as iron. So, you guys know I like to keep it sweet. So, beloved, here's the truth. Distractions may seem small, but they can destroy destinies. Lack of focus can rob you of your calling, and gifts and grace will not excuse a life lived out of alignment with God. Mm-hmm. Don't let the enemy steal your destiny through busyness, through compromise, through comfort. Fight for focus. Guard your intimacy with God. Run your race with endurance. I say a waste. Silly wabbit. Focus. See, even there, right? Just that focus, right? But run your race with endurance. Let me leave you with the words of Jesus in Revelation 3:11. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Hold fast. Stay focused. Don't let distractions rob you of your crown. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every listener right now. Break the power of distraction over their lives. Open their eyes to see the weights and sins that are slowing them down. Give them the grace to fix their eyes on you. On you, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Help them to finish strong, to fulfill their calling, and to enter into your joy. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Unveiled by Grace. If this episode blessed you, share it. Share it with someone who needs this reminder. And remember, stay focused, stay faithful, and stay in his will. Until next time, walk in grace and truth. God bless you. This is your brother David. Shalom.